Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am medium Michelle Stockatelny of the Spirit Guided Path, and today we are going to be talking a little bit about letting go of expectations. It sounds so simple. We all say let it go multiple times a day, but are we actually truly letting anything go at all? And what does it mean to let go of expectations? So firstly, I have been a medium this entire life and have been connecting people with their loved ones and spirit guides for many years. Spirit, in my experience, comes through to guide us to make positive choices that lead to less stress and hopefully more joy. In our everyday life, though, we do tend to expect certain things, sometimes without even realizing what it is that we are doing. We expect people to treat us a certain way and sometimes to know what we need without us needing to express this to them. We sometimes expect others to be courteous to our feelings and for our loved ones to be cognizant of our ever-changing moods, desires, and hopes. Often we expect our days to go well, for there to be the perfect parking spot, for the barista to make our coffee the way we like it, for things to line up and make our lives easier. Not realizing that expectations tend to result in feeling disappointed more so than feeling content. Simply put, this life isn't perfect. Our loved ones aren't always going to know what we need. We will always be met with challenges nearly every day that we didn't anticipate nor manifest. Sometimes we feel like if we think positively or focus on what others call the law of attraction, that we can expect that nothing quote-unquote bad will occur, and then we are met with frustration, anger, and resentment when things do not go the way that we had tried to manifest. So I do kind of feel that there is a bit of a flaw with the idea of the law of attraction, or perhaps a better term would be there's another side that is not often discussed. Yes, absolutely, you can manifest positive changes in your life by not dwelling on the past, by living in the moment, by focusing energy and thought, and as we all know, our thoughts are living things, to what it is that we most want to experience. But no amount of this will change the basic fact that we are here in this world to learn lessons and that have a much bigger purpose for our paths than we can begin to comprehend. And so people get frustrated with trying to manifest abundance into their lives the moment they reach another challenge that is not the result of karma, but rather a planned opportunity for a life lesson or the consequence of a free will choice. So we have to understand that when it comes down to it, not everything in this life is predetermined or predestined or however you want to put it. Not everything is charted. Often you'll hear, especially if you've had a reading with me, sometimes one of your guides will show me your chart. And this is basically some of the things that you had planned or anticipated enduring while in this physical world. And all are geared towards helping you learn your particular life lessons. Now, sometimes you might feel like, oh my gosh, I came here and I'm just trying to learn way too much. Generally, from what I've understood from Spirit, we have one or two, at the most, main lessons in this life. We don't take on too much. Sometimes we feel like we do, but often that is a result of our lack of ability with regards to prioritizing how we're spending our time here. And so it's very important to be aware of just what it is we're trying to accomplish. And often people feel like, well, if I knew exactly what I'm here to learn, then that would make everything easier. I would be able to just focus on that. We can't always know what our idea of a purpose is here, because the entire experience is a purpose. Everything from start to finish has a reason, whether we understand it here or not. Sometimes trying to become much more aware of all the reasons or the lessons behind each experience, it becomes much more of a daunting task than it actually being helpful to us. Sometimes we think that if we have all the knowledge that we can possibly get about why this happened or why that happened, it'll help us. But sometimes we have to realize we are simply not going to understand everything while we are here. And when you think about it, one life after another, if you do believe in reincarnation, and I very much do, I don't feel like we go home and then incarnate immediately. I think we need time in between our lessons to be able to focus on what it is that we had learned, and then eventually, you know, getting towards a place of understanding and preparation for the next time that we come here. So in talking about free will, this is exactly why I am no longer going to be receiving calls regarding your job situations, as well as relationship issues. I cannot help, especially with the jobs, aside from asking your spirit guides if they have guidance about what more you can do. Some mediums are wonderful at predicting the future, but I have to be 100% honest based on my own personal experience that spirit will seldom provide such information as when you will achieve employment, simply because of two reasons. They cannot interfere with your life lessons, and they cannot account for what another's free will choice will be. I do see that we have callers, and I am going to be taking calls, so just I thank you for your patience. We will be taking a call soon. Let's see. And so it's important that, you know, ultimately, your spirit guides, they will help guide you. They will support you. They will encourage you. They will give you information that will help you see things from a different perspective. But they simply cannot tell you what a potential employer will ultimately decide, because that would completely negate the notion of free will. And so you might say, well, no, I went to the psychic and they absolutely predicted that I was going to get pregnant this month, or I was going to get a job this month. Or sometimes, in certain circumstances, if the information will not interfere with your life lessons, yes, your guides can provide that for you. But generally, I'd say more often than not, especially regarding certain things that involve free will choices, such as becoming employed or someone going to ask you to marry them and all of that stuff, this involves more than just your free will choices. So spirit can only account for what you're doing, really, because otherwise, if you think about it, what you're asking for, especially if you call about your relationship, I'm happy to offer guidance and I'm happy to hear what your guides have to say, but it'll be more based on what you can do, based on your part in that relationship. Because as much as I want to help you with your path, your guides cannot tell me what your partners will decide. For one, it would be an intrusion of their basic human rights to connect with their energy without their permission. Think about it. You don't want people connecting with you when you're completely unaware and obtaining private personal information about what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and telling somebody else simply because they want to know what you're feeling and thinking. So I respect privacy, and I honor your right to privacy very, very much, as much as I appreciate my own privacy. And so I treat everyone how I would want to be treated. I would never connect with somebody's energy without their permission. So this is a huge factor in it. Ethics and morals and mediumship are extremely important, and I'm very cognizant of this. And the second reason is because they have free will. And so, again, just much like with your potential employers, spirit guides and your loved ones in spirit can say, well, absolutely, so-and-so is going to propose. And you might say, well, but so-and-so told me, the psychic told me this was going to happen. And then, something, you know, 5 times out of 10, yep, it came to fruition. And then the other half, it did not. Well, I don't want to say that they're guessing or that they might get a feeling about it, but for the most part, except in certain situations, if it's not going to affect or interfere with your life lessons or answer free will questions that they cannot answer, then they might, you know, it's unlikely that you're going to receive the answer exactly. And so, obviously, I don't want everyone calling and saying, oh, no, this psychic told me I'm definitely going to get a job this month. And then, you know, it did happen. It might happen that they can tell you that, but we have to be very cognizant that we have free will here. And so no one can account for another person's free will choice. No spirit is going to say, absolutely, this person's going to choose that. Because if that were the case, then free will would be basically an illusion. And then, you know, what are we doing here? So we have to be very mindful of the fact that we do have free will while we're here. And spirit isn't going to tell you what someone else's choice is going to eventually be. So I hope that makes sense to you. And so moving forward with the radio show, and I am going to take a caller very soon, like I said, I will be presenting different topics that will help you on your own paths, providing information, guidance, and support, as well as encouragement. So if you call, and I really hope you will, please have a question about your journey, your spiritual progression, and even about your own mediumship development if you have an interest. We have 30 minutes at least each week together that will always be aimed at helping you achieve balance, peace, and healing. So I'm going to take a caller now, and then we will discuss how you can begin to mindfully release expectations that may be hindering your own growth. Let's see. Hello there. Thank you for waiting. May I have your name, please? Hello?
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Hello there. Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Wendy from Sacramento,
Hi, Wendy.
California.
How are you? Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. And how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Do you have a question about your spiritual path today?
Well, my question was going to be, I feel like I've shifted energy regarding finding employment. And I had a magical interview on the 22nd day of last month, and I feel like I have the job, but I want to be realistic. The recruiter said that he's the one that does the hiring. I don't even have to interview. The company is Franklin Templeton, and it's a little bit different than what I've done before. I'm usually call center, but there are some phone calls, but it's more data entry. And he seemed impressed by me. So do you think that he said the job may start in December or January. Do you see me getting this job, and will I keep it, or would it be something else?
And Wendy, I have to ask, have you been listening to the last 5 minutes of the show at all?
I'm sorry, I just tuned in a moment ago.
Okay, so what I was just saying is that I'm not going to be answering questions about jobs anymore, because unfortunately Spirit cannot provide that information, because your employer has a free will choice, and Spirit cannot account for the free will choices of other people. So as I was saying, if you listen to the show again, and you can kind of hear the explanation of this in full, Spirit will always guide you and give you guidance and information about what you can do from your side of things. But we're going to be taking calls more about your spiritual paths, your progression, your mediumship development, stuff like that. Is there anything I can do to help you with your path that isn't involving whether or not you're going to be getting the job?
Well, I felt it was relevant, but is that just for me that you're not answering it, or for everybody?
No, for everyone, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I want to help people with their spiritual progression and their development and their moving forward in their lives. I understand how important it is for everyone to obtain employment, but simply put, Spirit cannot interfere with our life lessons, and so they're not going to tell me, yes, you're going to get a job here or there. Everyone has to go through this in their own ways. And as much as I want to help with that, it's simply not my forte to predict the future, because Spirit cannot interfere with the free will choices that others are going to be making, right? And so I'm happy to help you in other ways. So is there anything else you'd like to ask today?
Well, is there a message from my beloved mother or father or beloved brother?
Oh, I can connect with your energy and see if they have anything to say today, okay? Just try to relax, and I'm going to connect with your energy, Wendy. Okay. So the first thing I feel, Wendy, when I'm connected with your energy is I do feel some tension in my upper back, especially like right around my left shoulder. So this tells me that this is where you're carrying your stress right now. I also feel that there's tension in your body, and obviously if you're trying to find employment, I know that this is something that would, you know, manifest itself in a physical way where, I don't know if you're realizing how much tension you're carrying though, so I would suggest definitely working towards trying to release some of that stress through meditation and mindful breathing. I do feel a loved one energy coming forward, and it does feel like a male vibration, and I do feel like he's younger, so I'm definitely not going to say he's more of a brotherly vibration. I'm going to describe him a little bit, and you let me know if you recognize him. I feel like he's definitely come through before, and I feel like he's somebody who kind of made choices with regards to when he was going to transition. Does this make sense to you?
He took his life on March the 2nd of this year.
Yes, and I'm sorry to hear that, but yes, I definitely feel he's accepting responsibility for that choice, and I do feel that he's working towards healing. I do feel like he recognizes that he was impatient with regards to what, well, it's kind of interesting because we're talking about letting go of expectations today as our topic, and I feel like he's resonating with this topic because it feels like he expected, or felt at the time he expected life to be very different, and it felt like he kind of lost hope or was very frustrated with the process of healing and just everything in his life. And I feel like he's accepting the responsibility for that. With regards to a message from him for you, I do feel like he's saying that he hopes that you'll recognize that, you know, your own impatience. And he's not just talking about jobs. He's just talking about everything. It feels like he says that you've always been one to want things to kind of happen now, and it's hard for you to be patient and waiting for those. Does this make sense?
Well, I have been through a terrible time with employment and treated and abused by employers and lost my job of 15 years wrongfully. And so, and sometimes I've run into age discrimination. So maybe that's what he's talking about.
Okay. And so I just feel like his message is very much in terms of trying to find that inner peace that has been kind of lost along the way. And he understands that it's been difficult since you have been going through those challenges, but he wants you to, and I can feel your frustration. I know that you really want to find employment. And I wish I could help with this, and I wish I could give you the answers, but unfortunately, Spirit can't tell you that what someone else is going to choose. I do feel from him, though, that you have been doing everything you can, and you have to give yourself a break and to remember that everything. It's almost like he probably didn't listen to this band, but I'm actually hearing a Radiohead song in my mind about everything in its right place. I don't know if you've ever heard that song, and it feels like he's saying everything is in its right place. Everything is exactly as it needs to be. And so I feel like he's trying to encourage you to remember that and think about that every time you start to feel frustrated or overwhelmed by what by what you expect to happen when it's not happening exactly as you hope. Does that make sense, Wendy?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And yeah, so I do feel a lot of love around you with him. And I really do feel like he's encouraging you to try to, he's saying that it's hard for her to enjoy life when she's worried about this. And he understands that, but he really hopes that you'll still try to find some time and energy for fun and to try to do things that you love to do. Okay.
That's very true. And I've neglected my artwork, and I need to get back to that because it was almost like therapy. And I could draw portraits of people that look like photographs. I was very detailed.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful talent to have. And I hope that you'll continue to do that and put some time and effort into it and try to enjoy it, because it's amazing how much healing can be accomplished when we do things that we love, especially the things that we're really good at and we know that we're good at and we love it and put all of our energy and heart into it. So I really hope that you will do that. And he suggested, it's almost like he's posing for a painting like that. So I don't know, maybe try to draw one of him. Wouldn't that be amazing to do?
I would love to. He encouraged me to, and I love him very dearly. He's my only brother, and I'm praying that there's going to be a reunion when I pass with my beloved brother, mother, and father.
Well, when the time comes, but it's not coming anytime soon. But I do feel, obviously, our loved ones are around us, encouraging us and supporting us through our time here. And when the time is right, not a moment sooner, they're absolutely going to be the first ones that you see. Okay, so please don't worry about that. They're always going to be there for you. And so I hope that you do a beautiful picture of him. And if you ever go on my Facebook page, I would love to see it, because I just see him smiling, and it's like he's posing in kind of a funny way. He's kind of just his legs crossed, and he's got this smile on his face, and I just feel like he's really excited about that. I think that you'll sense his energy with you when and if you choose to do that. Okay, Wendy?
That's wonderful. And I will tell all the callers that I know that you do have a gift for mediumship, because you read for me several months ago, about a year ago, and my beloved mother came through, and I was just amazed. So you do provide a beautiful gift to your callers, and I want you to know that I deeply appreciate you. And it is,
I really appreciate that.
You comfort your callers. You give them a gift, and you give them hope. And I will tell you this. The only reason why I believe in love is because of my beloved mother and father and brother. I have a sister, too, Leslie. I wish she would be closer to me, but it's her choice, of course. But I just hope that my beloved family knows how dearly I love them forever.
Oh, they do. They do, absolutely. And the only thing I can hear him say is it's right back at you. I mean, you are surrounded by love and peace, and I hope that you can open your heart and feel this with them. And it's almost like they're constantly hugging you and embracing you, and I just feel this. And I just hope moving forward that, I definitely see this beautiful portrait. I think that once you, even about three of them, because it's almost like having them close like that and something you've created with your own hands, that is a beautiful talent that you have and something that you could share with the world, absolutely. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Wendy. I want to wish you all the most beautiful blessings in the world. Have a wonderful weekend, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Well, I definitely love calls like that, especially when spirit is so ready and excited to come through. It's just amazing how, sometimes, and I should, even though I'll be kind of diverting from our topic, and I'll get back right back on it, but a lot of times people want to make those connections, and so they go onto social media, especially I'm not on any of the other social media aside from Facebook. It's the only one I really know how to use. I am not technologically inclined whatsoever, but people will go into these photo reading groups and they get really upset because, oh, don't my loved ones want to come through? And you have to remember that, especially in photo reading groups, which, I mean, as you can see, well, or hear rather, I have no information about you except for the name that you tell me, and you can give me a false name. It doesn't matter. It's all energy. It has nothing to do with your name or where you're from or anything like that. I don't see pictures. I don't see anything. All I have is a button where I click it, and then all of a sudden you're talking to me. And so mediums usually they don't need that kind of information, especially pictures, because you rather have them see spirit and then tell you what they see. But of course, anyway, my whole point is that in those groups, people get really upset because they feel like their loved ones don't want to connect with them because they're never getting a reading. You have to understand that when there's 10,000 people wanting a reading and three or four developed mediums who are offering these free readings, which is, it does take time and energy. So they're obviously not doing this all the time because, everyone has life to live and they have to support themselves and so forth. So please remember that it's never that your loved ones don't want to connect with you. It's just a matter of, first of all, timing and also the right medium. Your loved ones tend to choose which medium they resonate with and encourage you in subtle ways to try to reach out to that medium. So if you ever have been kind of wondering, oh, I wonder how my loved ones are doing, and all of a sudden you see a flyer that has this medium's name and number, or you see something on Facebook, take that sign and read about them and read their testimonials, ask people about them, research who you're trusting to connect you with spirit, okay? But the connections can and will be made. You just need to find the right person for you to do that for you, okay? Anyway, I'm going to go back to our topic about letting go of expectations. How do we do that? The first step is to recognize what you expect on a daily basis. Pay attention to when you feel frustrated, disappointed, and angry with the results of certain interactions and situations. Then you need to ask yourself, what did I expect from this? The answers may surprise you. After a few days or even a week of this, you can begin to be more mindful of your expectations before a situation or interaction. You can ask yourself, why do I expect this person to act in this way? And why do I expect this situation to result in this particular outcome? Releasing expectations has a lot to do with letting go of what we cannot control. So what can we control while we're here? Well, basically our own thoughts, our own actions, and our own reactions. What can we not control? Pretty much everything else. And that might sound a little daunting, but once it's embraced, it's actually very freeing. So for my own self, I cannot control when I am ill. I can control how I feel about it. I cannot control what questions are asked on the radio show, but I can control how I react to them. I cannot control what others think about me, but I can control what I think about myself. So this moving forward, take these lessons to heart and be very cognizant of how you're reacting to what's going on around you. And this is particularly helpful, especially if you're, if you have young children at home and you find yourself frustrated with how they're acting. You cannot control how they act, but you can control your reaction. You can control how you choose to teach and choose to respond and choose to, what kind of energy and effort you put into all of this. Okay? And so it's important that you're very mindful of how you're feeling on the inside. Basically, learning about letting go of expectations and letting go of control has a lot to do with getting to know yourself a little bit better, to try to understand yourself when you feel a certain way about a situation or an interaction with a person, or even about a relationship, anything like that. There's so much to be learned about paying attention to how we are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually reacting to the situations and interactions that are going on around us. Okay? So right now we are at the question and answer portion of today's show. So weekly, I'm going to be choosing questions that are posted on social media. And if your question is chosen, you can message me to receive 15% off of any reading of your choice. So basically, you want to join me on Facebook, where you can follow my page and enter to win a reading with me, as I love to hold draws very often. And as well, you can always ask any questions that I will read on the air and answer. So today's question comes from my dear friend June. And she asks, given that we come to Earth to learn and progress when back in spirit, I'm wondering why we're allowed the ability to consciously connect to spirit or be aware of spirits and receive signs and support while we're here. Why are we not just sent here, allowed to learn or not? And then see how we've done when we go home. Can being cognizant of spirit existence and the purpose of being here actually be a hindrance in some ways? That is a wonderfully worded question, June. Thank you. So, again, and anytime I answer a question, you know, with my guides, it's always based on my experience. Obviously, there's going to be different perspectives and ideas. And so all I can do is offer my insight, and then you take from it what resonates with you, and what doesn't resonate, you let go of, and you begin to form your own perceptions and ideas about the topic. So I always refer to spirit guides as being our support. Yes, we do come here to learn, but I think that it makes a great deal of difference how hard we try when we are consciously aware that there is a team of highly evolved spirits working with us to achieve the lessons that we set out to learn and apply to our paths. Being aware of spirit is not a hindrance to our progression, because we must remember that we will only receive that which will help us on our paths from spirit. They are not the ones putting up challenges for our paths. They are simply guiding us through them. And of course, guidance is a lot different from telling us what to do. Spirit guides are not pushy. They do not tell us what we must do, nor do they provide us with false information. And whether one is cognizant of their own guides on the conscious level or not, each and every person in this world has a team of guides helping them, encouraging them, and providing support and guidance for them subconsciously. Not everyone at this time would benefit from the knowledge of these guides. And so if you are currently consciously aware of them, or becoming consciously aware of the idea of spirit guides, or even spirit in general, it is only because this experience and knowledge will help you personally with where you are on your own path at this time. It also helps to remember that while we might be aware of spirit, they at no time are interested in interfering with our lessons or our journeys. Our free will choices are 100% our own, and being aware of spirit does not take away from that experience. I hope this answers your question, June. Thanks so much for writing in. And so that concludes our show for today. I want to thank all of you for listening, and I hope that you start to enjoy this updated version and format of our show. Watch for upcoming topics and prepare your questions. I want you to call in and to ask about your paths. I want to help you. I want you to help you achieve a different level of understanding and experience, and to provide for you some guidance from your own guides and loved ones in spirit. So I want to wish you many blessings of love, peace, and healing to you on your spirit-guided paths.